Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Kentucky State Fair on the Air, brand new adventure this year, but it's great to visit with a longtime friend, Mr. Joe Goggin, member of the Kentucky State Fair Board. Good morning to you, Joe. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Doing great. Good to see you.
Great to have you. Thank you guys for hosting us for Kentucky State Fair on the Air this year. What a neat opportunity.
This is a great opportunity. It was a great idea that they had to have this morning for multiple stations all across Kentucky to join.
I think it's fantastic. Now, you've been on the fair board for a long time. You've been a part of the Kentucky State Fair for a long time in one way or another. I mean, we probably showed cattle at some time.
We probably did. That's exactly right. I was the youngest of five, so I was literally here when I was a baby as my older siblings were showing, and then I started showing, and you're right. We probably were showing at the same time, and just been involved with the Kentucky State Fair my entire life. Been on the board, I guess, 8 years now.
And Kentucky State Fair, you guys have some neat things going on now, Joe. Tell us about some of the things happening at Kentucky State Fair.
Well, of course, we're kicking off today. Looking forward to a fantastic 11 days. And if you come to the Kentucky State Fair, and I hope everybody gets that opportunity, you know, our slogan this year is all of Kentucky, all in one place. And so we truly believe that. There is something here for everyone. And it's a great opportunity, as you know, Alan, just to that rural and urban cousins to come together, so to speak, and learn from each other. But if you come, you're going to notice some changes around here on the north side of the campus. Somewhat where the old Cardinal Stadium was, we're in the started our construction project, where we have begun construction on a new 350,000 square foot wing designed for livestock. No, it'll be multi-use that we can have other events in there, but specifically for livestock to replace the West Wing, which is the last part besides Freedom Hall that is original 1956.
And, you know, for years, of course, you showed cattle over the West Wing. I showed cattle in the West Wing. Now Jenny shows cattle in the West Wing. And we think Kentucky has some of the best facilities out there, but our facility is kind of aging. When you plug in a lot of blowers, we were talking about all the things in the cattle barn today, blowers, you've got fans, yes, you've got music and everything else. When you plug it in, we don't quite have the infrastructure to handle it all.
And it's always a fun time when you're walking, you know, between those aisles and you're like, where's this darn breaker at? Yeah. Trying to get it back.
Yeah, right. Where did we find the breaker?
That's right. And this new wing that's designed for livestock first will have the latest technology, the latest innovations that we truly believe it will be the premier location in the country for livestock.
And that's what Kentucky's been known for, that, because, I mean, we're all inside. People say,
absolutely,
well, you can go to other state fairs, but nobody has it all inside like we do here.
That's exactly right, and especially with the North American International Livestock Expo in November and multiple other shows that are held here. During the summer, we have, with cattle, you know, a lot of junior nationals that are held here. And you talk to anybody around the country in the livestock business, and they'll say, you know, I'm going to be coming to Louisville. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm coming to Louisville. And you know immediately what they mean. They mean the green shavings at the Kentucky Fair and Expo Center, and they're talking about coming here for either the State Fair or the North American.
And this project we're talking about on the north side, that's just the first of several things that are going to happen,
that is the
first,
right, of two phases. That is slated to be completed by the end of 2026, so we'll have next year as well to kind of work around the construction. But in the fall of 26, that's supposed to be completed. And then we will start demolition of the West Wing and the pavilion in West Hall, and we'll come back up with a new building there.
And you're talking about going to the green shavings. I mean, when I was younger, it was always a thing of, I'm working my way up to go to the State Fair, to go to the North American, to the Beef Expo.
And that means a lot.
It does mean a lot.
First time I got to show here, it was almost like, it was an adrenaline rush for me, you know?
Exactly.
Because it's like, you know what? I earned this. I earned my ability to be here. So,
you know, there's nothing like, and I would talk about the North American specifically, because we show the beef cattle in Freedom Hall at the North American, and there's no feeling like walking down that ramp into Freedom Hall with those green shavings. I mean, it just, it's unbelievable.
And Kentucky's known for that.
Absolutely.
The green shavings.
Yes.
People
worldwide,
know it,
they are known for the green shavings.
And I've got to say, I think the cows like the air conditioning barn, too.
Absolutely.
That may be a perk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've had a steer or two who would go into Rob Venerino over the years, and they feel that air conditioning. They take a little jump.
they want to start playing. Yes.
I mean, like, I had one. She got so relaxed in the ring that she just decided, I'm going to lay down. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm comfortable, so.
Yep.
What makes a Kentucky State Fair special for you, Joe, to be a part of the State Fair every year?
Well, just, you know, the history and what's involved here, and like I said, just so much for everybody. You know, I think probably both of us, when we were growing up, we focused more on that West Wing and livestock, but you get out around the rest of the fairgrounds, and there's a lot to see. We've got ag land in the South Wing that is a great opportunity for people to go through, and it's just a all-encompassing experience.
You know, good fair memories, I'm sure, over the years that you had when you were showing here and now being a part of the board as well.
Right.
A lot of good memories for you.
A lot of memories. And it's just gratifying. It's just, you know, an honor to be on the fair board, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Last night we were coming up, we set up down here, and then we went up to the commissioner's dinner last night. You're walking up the hallway and think, okay, there's a Kentucky cooking stage, Kentucky Pride cooking stage. You think, oh, yeah, we got to see this show, got to see this. Every year when you get here, it's like, start thinking, okay, got to do this while I'm here.
Exactly. And it's hard to see it in a day.
It takes
multiple days if you truly want to see everything going on here.
That's for sure. Well, Joe, it's favorite fair food, anything you got to have
while
you're
here? Oh, my goodness. You know, after so many years and kind of a traditionalist, I guess, I have to go back to the corn dog. I have to get my corn dog in the evening, you know, a lot of evenings of the fair.
Nothing wrong with a good corn dog.
That's exactly right. I'll try the other fair food, but I still land back at the...
What do you think about that hot Cheeto corn dog that they have got going on?
See, I have not tried that.
I know,
so
that,
I'm going to have to.
That seems interesting.
Yes, I'm going to have to.
We were talking last night about crazy fair food. That's one of them.
That is one of them.
Hot Cheeto corn dog.
Yes.
Maybe more than we can handle, that's for
right.
sure. Mr. Joe Goggin with us this morning, Kentucky State Fair Board member, vice chair of the State Fair Board. Keep up the great work. We love coming here, Joe, and I appreciate what you and your fellow fair board members do to make sure this tradition continues every year in Kentucky.
Thank you, and we're so glad that you all could join us today.
Absolutely. From the Kentucky State Fair on the air, I'm Alan Watts.